Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free. Get
in zone. This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free. Get in
zone. But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
This is Up On Game presents Conversations with a Legend with LeVar Arrington. And LeVar is sitting down with some of the legends you have watched on and off the field. This is Up On Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, here's LeVar Arrington.
What's up, everybody? It's LeVar Arrington here. This is Up On Game, Conversations with a Legend. And that is just what I have here with me today as a guest, my man Matt Ryan. Quarterback extraordinaire. You know who he is, man. One of the dopest to ever do it in the game. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my guy.
It's good to be
with
you, man.
Appreciate you being here, man. You do some pretty awesome things, and you've done some awesome things in your career, but you're continuing to keep the bucket challenge alive.
Gotta keep
man.
It going.
You know, a lot of these things have phases and they phase out and stuff like that. I think it's really commendable and super cool that you are continuing to support the Ice Bucket Challenge. And obviously that supports ALS.
Yep.
And all those things that go along with it. Just tell me, like, what you got going on with that right now and what you got going on post-career so far.
Yeah, so, you know, with the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's been 10 years since it started, which is kind of wild because I remember that thing blowing up and just going.
Yeah, it went viral.
Yeah, but there's a personal attachment to it for me. One of my classmates at Boston College, a good friend of mine, was Pete Frates, who was kind of instrumental in getting the Ice Bucket Challenge going. And suffered from that disease. And I saw what it did to him, saw what it did to his family. And, you know, as a buddy, right? Like, this is the thing.
That hits home.
It hits home. And so you're going to continue to promote, to fight, to try and find a cause. Because I saw the courage that he had through it. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a beast, you know, fighting that. And for me, it's like, okay, whatever I can do to help, you know, moving forward, I'm going to try and do. And so here today, trying to keep that momentum going. There's no cure for it yet. We got to find a way to get it done. We got to keep going. And that's the thing with these diseases like this, right? There's the initial kind of outburst, but it's really the follow through. It's the continued follow through. Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And so hopefully
it takes resources.
I mean, it takes money.
It takes money.
Yes.
It takes money to do that.
We got to keep it going.
So the bucket challenge, and is there a website that they can go to? I don't see a website here. Is there a website?
I mean, you can find it anywhere. You put in ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, you're going to find a way to be able to promote this and to get money out there.
So you heard.
We make it very easy for the people.
You heard Matt Ryan. All right. Make sure you look up ALS Ice Challenge so that you can support the financing and the resourcing of getting a cure for the disease. That's super awesome, man. And to take what you've been able to do and accomplish and leverage who you are as a person to be able to shine light on this is amazing. And speaking of that, give me your kind of your feedback on NIL.
Oh, man.
I'm so curious because you're QB,
yeah,
and obviously having the college career that you were able to have,
NIL would have been nice.
tell me about what's your take on it?
All right, so my take is I really don't have much of a problem with the NIL.
Okay,
the portal is the issue to me.
Okay, right?
And so I like that there is flexibility for the players, right? Mm-hmm. Forever, coaches were in the position of power where they could just up and leave, and then you'd be in a position
you
as
got
a player.
A new coach.
You get a new coach. You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know if you
could be gone, right? And so that part, I think they've got to figure out. But the NIL portion of it, I believe for a long time, players should be getting paid in some capacity, mm-hmm. right? Whatever your worth is, and whatever you're helping contribute to it. In some respect, you should get it. And mm-hmm. everybody was.
Yes.
Not at Boston College. I'll be honest with you. At BC, you weren't really getting it. But everybody at major programs.
That was your market.
Correct, right?
And there's money to be made in that market.
There is money to be made in that market. And so I'm cool with the players, using name, image, and likeness and getting money. Honestly, I think in some respects, they should just make it like semi-pro, right? Like
right.
sign a contract with the school where you've got to keep up certain things on your end of the bargain,
yep.
and they've got to do the same on theirs. And if anything gets voided, you get out of it, and then
yeah.
you can hit the transfer portal.
I think the portal and NIL is what makes it complicated.
Correct.
Because it's like if I can leverage money, then I can use the portal. Outside of that, these guys using the portal, Matt, are ruining their lives, man. They're ruining their careers because they're prematurely taking a solution that is seemingly a greener on the other side solution.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys are not finding landing spots when they enter the portal, you know?
I agree with you. I mean, it's an unknown world that you get into. But I also believe you would probably say the same thing. There's a lot of success that comes from the struggle.
Sure.
From grinding through it.
I didn't get in right away.
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't get my go right away at it. I had to struggle through it. I had to have those moments where I didn't know if I was good enough to win a position.
Yes.
And how is this going to all work out? That's a part of your development, 100%.
I 100% believe that. For 2.5 years at BC, I was sitting on the bench, man,
right.
just – itching to get that opportunity. What am I doing?
Absolutely.
But there's a level of grit or whatever you want to call it of working through that and then finally getting your opportunity and actually being ready.
Sure.
Because here's the thing, like you can have all of these opportunities, but you got to maximize them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes time to be ready for that opportunity. And
indeed.
I think that's what is missing a little bit in college sports right now.
I love that. I can dig it. Last question. Brock Purdy, is he a game manager or is he a game changer?
Listen, I think both.
Amen.
And here's my thing. I don't think there's anything like for a lot of my career, I was managing the game. That's what you're supposed to do.
I was about to say, isn't every QB supposed to manage the game?
Correct.
I've always wondered when it's used as something to be derogatory. It just has never made sense to me. And that's why I wanted to ask a QB, an established one as well. So you're supposed to be, even if you're a game changer, you're still supposed to be managing the game as a game changer.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Like good quarterback play to me is the guy that you're not sure if he's being aggressive or conservative. He's just making the right decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's what you've got to do. You've got to go out there. Sometimes you got to check it down, throw the ball away, avoid a sack. Sometimes you got to go make a play. And I think if you look at what he did in the fourth quarter – of the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Like that I think it was 3rd and 4 maybe on the drive that McCaffrey runs the next play. But it's 3rd and 4. If you stop it at the top of his drop, there is no one open.
Mm-hmm.
No one open. And I love Kyle Shanahan, played for him, awesome coach. But he didn't do anything to help Brock in that situation, right? So he had nothing to manage. He had to make a play. He goes out, uses his legs, gets the first down, creates a little bit of momentum. 2 run plays later,
yep.
They're in the end zone.
Yep.
When you can do those kind of things on the biggest of stage.
You made a play.
You made a play.
Which
didn't manage
changed
anything.
The game.
Correct. You didn't manage anything. You made it. But I think part of his strength, honestly, is being an excellent game manager,
uh-huh.
Making good decisions over and over and over. There's a lot of value to that.
Are you doing media?
I am. I'm doing calling games with CBS, which has been a lot of fun.
Yes, and, you are.
It's been cool.
Dude, you are a rock star.
Stop. No, you are.
Very well, bro.
You are.
I mean, that,
I appreciate
it. I mean, your commentary and your delivery is freaking amazing, bro.
Thank you.
I'm watching from here on out. I'm make sure whatever game Matt Ryan is on, I'm watching that game just to hear your commentary. Make sure you guys support ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Look it up. It's out there. It's online. Support it. Matt Ryan does. We do too, all right? This is Up On Games, Fox Sports Radio, Conversations with a Legend. I'm LeVar Arrington. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.